Sam Edmonds been good enough to join me, SEN Chief Reporter for a McCafe Coffee Catch-Up. Treat yourself to a smooth, delicious coffee crafted by expert baristas at McCafe, available 24/7. Welcome to you, Sammy.
Pipe, great to be with you. And speaking of the Dogs, really looking forward already to Friday night in the nation's capital, Canberra, against GWS. I'm not sure we'll get the same spice we've become accustomed to between these two, but, gee, it's always compelling viewing.
It is, absolutely. And I was talking earlier on about the best ability to have come September is availability. And having all your players fit, it's becoming an issue early this year. The availability of players right now is an issue for some clubs.
No, it absolutely is. And it is a watch this space for the competition at the moment as I guess we go deeper into a season with full-length quarters, 70 rotations capped, and a condensed pre-season that we're coming out of course, as well. Now, the latest update comes from the Melbourne Football Club. We'll start perhaps with the good news, and that is that, well, Stephen May and Bailey Fritsch are alive as possibilities for playing on Anzac Eve against Richmond. May with that eye socket fracture and Fritsch with the break in his hand. Now, Bailey Fritsch has a meeting with his specialist on Friday to determine whether he's available to play the Tigers. While May, he's clear of the concussion, the club are adamant on that, but he just needs to get through training on Wednesday to make himself available. But they've got some injuries at the younger end. Bailey, Laurie and Joel Smith set to miss 6 to 8 weeks each. So Laurie was picked 22 last year. He's fractured his eye socket, much like Stephen May, at training actually during the week. He copped an accidental elbow from Michael Hibbard. And Joel Smith, his injury came in Casey's round one clash on Saturday. So he's done an MCL, a medial collateral ligament, unfortunately for him. So James Harms is the other one as well, Dwayne, with the wrist that he broke as well earlier on this season. He's an outside chance to play, but it might be round seven, they're saying.
Sounds like you've spoken to a few people at Melbourne. Did they give you an indication as to whether Sam Wiedemann and Ben Brown had come in, or one, not the other?
Cards very close to their chest there, Dwayne. I think you'd have to assume that it'll be one rather than both. That's for sure. And maybe they do go with Sam Wiedemann, given he hasn't spent as long a time on the sidelines, not as prevalent a recent injury history as obviously Ben Brown. And he's coming off a haul of seven, if you don't mind. So it's going to be pretty tough to leave him out.
Yeah, good point that. Anything from the AFL on the sanctions for Collingwood, Jordan Dugowie, Jeremy Howe?
No, nothing on that as yet, Dwayne, so we wait. We've been given every indication that they'll, and I think the AFL themselves would like to put a full stop on this as soon as possible. It has been a funny old start to the week with this particular topic, but no, nothing formal as yet, but we're led to believe by close of business today the AFL Integrity Department will make their decision and formalise a punishment, if in fact there is one.
Will they buy Nathan Buckley's suggestion that Jordan Dugowie, he had concussion, so do they give Jordan Dugowie less of a penalty because of that compared to Jeremy Howe?
Well, I saw Gary Lyon call this the biggest stretch of all time, and he might have some company with that opinion. But we have seen in the last 24 hours Collingwood at least moving in a particular direction to not completely defend the indefensible, but just to provide some context. We saw Scott Pendlebury mention the fact, obviously, that Nick Maxwell wasn't able to make the trip. There's COVID cuts prevalent there. And then Nathan Buckley went probably a little bit further than that last night on AFL 360. I think it's important to note, Dwayne, that the way the rules are written, I think any sort of sanction, and assuming it's going to be a financial sanction, won't come to the players. That's certainly not the expectation. It'll be more levelled at the club.
And you've got some contract news as well?
Yeah, we're just talking about Melbourne before, weren't we, with their injuries. Just with the Demons, for all the talk regarding the Melbourne superstars and new contracts for Clayton Oliver, Max Gawn, and what's going to happen with Christian Petracca, there is another out-of-contract name flying under the radar at the D's. His name is Christian Salem. He's been in excellent form, Dwayne. Like so many of his teammates, it must be said, makes good decisions. We know he uses it well too. He's out of contract at the end of the season as well, and we've heard precious little around Christian Salem and what he wants to do. I'm told there's no doubt at all he'll be staying at Melbourne. He wants to play there. He's important to them. The Demons know that as well. He's playing excellent football. He's keen to stay. It's just about timing at the moment, Dwayne, but it will happen, and it'll happen relatively quickly, you'd think, once the wheels are in motion on that.
Yeah, if you're Melbourne and you want to keep your players, now's the time to sign them when everything's looking really bright. And let's hope it's still looking bright at the end of the year, but it's a good time to sell it to the players right now. Hey, don't you want to stay here for the next 3 years? Awards night tonight for all the AFLW players.
It is. The W Awards are on tonight. Five different events held simultaneously across the country, Dwayne. So Darcy Vessio will be recognised formally as the leading goal kicker. There'll be the mark of the year, the goal of the year. Rising star will be crowned and the All-Australian team confirmed as well. Then we get to the big one, who will be named the league best and fairest. So just a reminder, Matty Prasparkas obviously ineligible due to suspension. Now, will it be Fremantle's Kiara Bowers, who was such a powerhouse this year, or the AFLW MVP Bree Davey? Will she do the double? But it's on Fox Footy tonight. Dwayne, your employers are showing that from 7 o'clock, and I'm sure they'll do a magnificent job.
Yeah, I'm sure they will as well. Don't tell me you've been watching the NBA. Oh. I've been not watching anywhere near as much NBA as I'd like to, but that's part of the fun of doing this show. What have you seen?
I kept an eye on the 76ers Golden State Warriors game earlier today, Dwayne. I think you had a call about this earlier. I picked a good game to cast my eye over because I couldn't take my eyes off it in the end. Steph Curry, what more can you say about him? He's nailed 10 threes in a game for the 21st time in his illustrious career against the 76ers, and he did it against them and his younger brother, Seth Curry, for good measure. 21 times, Dwayne. Now, Klay Thompson has the second most 10 three-point games with five, and Steph Curry has done it four times in the last 7 days. So his last 10 games, he's gone 49, 47, 33, 42, 53, 38, 32, 41, 37, 36. So he's averaging 40.8 points a game, Dwayne, across his last 10, and he's right in the conversation, as Magic Johnson has made clear on Twitter earlier on today, for the NBA MVP. One of the best shooters, if not the best shooter, in the history of the competition, the NBA.
Yeah, he's changed the game. He and James Harden have changed the game. It's become such a three-point dominant game as compared to what it was. That's why the old numbers aren't anywhere near what they've got. But today, to see him go against his little brother and wind the clock down at quarter time and then throwing off balance three up and have it be all net. Yeah, he's a delight to watch. Anything else to talk about before? The biggest story in the world, you got a thought on this Super League idea?
What about the Super League? That is absolutely raging, Dwayne. If you were doing talkback over in the UK, I reckon you could do 9 hours of talkback, play counsellor, and that still wouldn't be enough. It's gone all the way to the top level of the British government. So the government have pledged that they will do, quote-unquote, whatever it takes to stop the English football clubs joining this breakaway European Super League that was obviously dropped like a bomb a couple of days ago. And they've also announced a wider review into the governance of the sport as well in that country. This is going to rage on for a long, long time. And gee whiz, it's hard to find any support for this competition. The clubs still haven't announced, really, beyond that initial statement, Dwayne, their reasons, their motivations for joining it. And it's at the moment, it's hard not to come to the conclusion, like most of us are, that it's just pure greed until we hear otherwise.
I was watching Pardon the Interruption earlier today. It's interesting to hear an American's view on it is supporting it. They're saying that, this is new enterprise. And well, I'll try and find the grab and play it for you after we take a little break. But great to have you, Sammy. Always do a great job. We'll talk soon.
Good on you, Dwayne.
Sam Ebbin, SEN Chief Reporter, joining us for a smooth barista-made coffee from McCafe, available 24/7. And a quick plug, Dream Street. Dream Street, giving you the chance to win dream seats to your favourite sporting events. Head to iCanWin.com.au.